Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Listen to the cheering of the people in the stands. 20,000 hockey bugs and each a Ranger fan. It's plain as they could be, they want a victory. All together now, strike up the band. Just keep your stick on the puck and don't lay down on your luck. That's the Rangers' victory song. Get through the enemy's goal with all your heart and your soul. That's the Rangers' victory song. You've got to fight, Rangers, fight, with a grin on your chin. Tonight is the night, so get in there and win. This game is worth any price, go on and put it on ice. That's the Rangers' victory song.
It's no meet the Mets, but I'll take it. One down, 15 to go. Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Eddie, how are ya?
A playoff win under our belts, and I am fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy. But nobody
at
asked
the same you. Time. But nobody asked me. No, you did ask me. So, yes, I'm so psyched, so stoked that we got the initial game under our belts. And we hold a 1-0 lead over the Ottawa Senators.
Ottawa. That Ottawa. Was John Amarante with the Rangers victory song. Somebody posted that in the Facebook group the other day. And Al Troutwig introduces the thing. And, of course, he does it in Tool fashion like only Troutwig can. And then I stripped the audio and just pulled out Amarante's part. But I do have the whole thing, too, if you want to goof on Troutwig. It's like a minute and a half. We could play
I
that.
I don't want to talk about Troutwig. I want to about the... I thank you for the option.
if you want to play it later.
Yeah, we can play it later. We're going to tell them not to talk jokes later or so.
Yeah, there you go.
I have another version of that song where it's an actual like band playing. Or not Amarante doing it. But I like that version. If you could send me that version at some time at your convenience. How about them Rangers? Whoa, ho, 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 ho. I don't know if anybody was in the chat room who went to the game, but, man, I got chills just by the opening crowd all psyched up. I felt like I was transported back to the days of yore when the crowd cared for 60 minutes and weren't distracted by their blackberries and their whizberries and their
dingleberries.
Their dingleberries. People were watching the game instead of texting and chatting and twittering. It was.
And there was none of this.
Yeah, there was no banging, although there was some Pop and Sucks chants. It was only about two or three. But, you know, listen.
And they won anyway.
They won anyway, despite that chance. And listen, it was party time. It got a little close, as we'll discuss at the end. But I'm interested to get your take on the game. Who was good? Who wasn't? What you saw? I'm interested what the fans have to say on their game and the take on the game. Because frankly, the announcers offered nothing. These two clowns, and I'm going to be serious. I'm going to be serious and not serious at the same time. Something has to be done about these two. They're not calling the game. I don't know what they're talking about. Callahan's first goal was, they were talking whether it was previous play had been deflected off Carlson. Hey, Joe, was that puck deflected off Carlson? I don't think so. Callahan scores. This is the playoffs. I need you to be focused, Sam and Joe. Stop talking about Jesse Colonel Winchester's his past college career, his junior career, how tall Jared Cowan is, or whatever that guy's name is, and all about, oh, you know what? That Erik Karlsson had some season. He finished 25 points ahead. It's the game. It's all about the game now. It's the playoffs. It's all about the game. Everything is as fans, we are micromanaging, micro-critiquing the whole game. Every play in a playoff game has a consequence. The smallest play, I want that from our announcers. I don't want to hear an overview of the season. So guess what? Game one, I'm giving you a pass, Toupee Boy, and Raccoon Eyes, or whatever you want to call him, Micheletti. But I'm telling you, game two, I don't know if it's good. The next MSG game, or whatever it is, they better be on that game, because I'm coming after them. I really am. I'm coming. They've got to get in playoff shape themselves. So there goes my little Micheletti Rosen rant. I know we talk a lot about the announcing, but listen, this is. I've said it before. This is war. I mean, this is very important what happens here, and I will get to the game and what I thought and what you guys thought. And Jim, I would like to see what you more importantly thought about how the Rangers came in, or where wherever you want to start this whole discussion. I'm ready.
Well, before I start, is this what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, we have that whole thing. That's like a minute and 49 seconds long, and then we have one that's just 9 seconds. So I think that's just like a lead-in that maybe you put together or something.
Oh.
So. But, yeah, somebody posted that Amarante one, and I don't think I'd ever heard him sing it before. The only time I'd actually ever heard that song with lyrics was that ridiculously bad disco version they came up with during the, I guess that was the mid-80s. That's when I remember hearing it. When they came up with it, I don't know. Do you remember that?
No, that I don't recall.
Somebody mentioned it in the little thread we were talking about, the song. Somebody mentioned it, and I do remember hearing it at the Garden in the 80s at a game with my dad. But when they came up with that nonsense, I don't know. You know, I thought it was interesting. Last night, the game was on the NHL Network. And after I guess the NHL Network has been listening to me, because after I bitched all year about how when the game is on, when they're on the NHL Network, it's never the MSG feed. The last two or three times they've been on the NHL Network, I've gotten Beavis and Butthead. So last night, now I think last night they were catering knowing they were on the NHL Network. Because for the first couple of minutes, like after they came on the air, all they talked about was what a great job John Tortorella's done, what a great job Ryan Callahan's done. And then after that, it was back to the usual here's everything you wanted to know about the Ottawa Senators, but we're afraid to ask. But I think in the beginning they were, oh, we're on national TV, aren't we, Sam? we better talk about the Rangers a little bit here.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're right. They were talking about something completely different, and then broke in to announce that Callahan had just scored. Breaking news. This just in from the ice.
Yes. We interrupt this program for a goal. So, you know, I don't know where you want to begin. I was very nervous. I was telling Jim before the show went on, I had company over, and I had non-hockey familiar company over, which means I was alone, but I was in a noisy room, but I did demand that we watch the hockey game. I set the rules right off the bat. I'm watching a Ranger game. The family, they come secondary tonight. There is going to be no, I'm going to be focused on the game as much as I can. Listen, Uncle Eddie is going to have to be put on the back burner here from the hours, you know, for 3 hours. I don't want to know you, you know. But my cousin's husband, who's a hell of a nice guy, great guy, but he knows rudimentary things about hockey. And he starts going into this question mode. Like, you know, well, do you think teams give up? Like, they take their foot off the gas. You know, they feel bad for the other team. And like, you know, I love the guy to death. But you know how this is. Jim was saying it, too. When you're focused on a playoff game, you don't want to be hit up with questions like, what's an icing and this and that. Yeah, you're focused. If they lose, I'm going to have a heart attack. So, you know, I'm just locked in. Well, we got through that until he tells me, he goes, you know what? Lundqvist got a shutout. I'm like, oh, God, he said it. I mean, you guys know what you guys would have done. 2 minutes later, Mason Spezza. Is that the guy who scored? First goal, I think Spezza, I'm not sure. I was in a toll in the TV. Yeah. So you got to watch out who you watch these games with. So, and what did you say? You told me you said something to your daughter?
No, yeah, but I'm watching the game, and I'm yelling at the TV, and they scored that second, when they scored the second goal, when they were up 2-0. I mean, I just stood up, I started screaming. The dogs started scurrying, and I just thought to myself, the playoffs have officially arrived. I've taken it up a notch. You know, my daughter's sitting there trying to do her homework. I look down. She's got her hands over her ears. Daddy, that was really loud, she said. I said, the playoffs are on. Don't talk to me.
That was the new me. Because when they got the fourth goal, you know, I pop up. I mean, you never see me move so fast unless, like, I'm at a Chinese buffet. I just popped up, did like a pumpernickel pump. Right, and the one of the people that were there goes, "Oh, you scared me." I'm like, "Scared you? We just got the fourth goal. This is a celebration. You want to see scary? See me in the Stanley Cup." I mean, I was like, "Hey, you know." So I was all pumped up. I'm so glad the boys did it for us and. We came away with the victory. It was fantastic. And looking through my notes here, it's a blank
page. How about that Brian Boyle?
I was going to give you a big I told you so on that one. Now, I know you're trying to minimize your damage here, saying, I haven't been getting on him. That was a really nice goal by Brian Boyle. I'll tell you why I think it was very nice. Normally, he would just shoot it at the goaltender, and it would be a save. Or he would try to go glove side with the goaltender. But he shot it against the grain, blocker side, into the corner. Beautiful shot by Brian Boyle for the third goal. Many, many, many thanks to Brian Boyle for his newly found offensive vigor.
Wow. Wow.
Congratulations, so, Brian. That was a great goal.
That was, and really, and you know this too. I don't think, and all the fans know it too. what you do in the playoffs is will carry what we think of you for years.
That's right.
I will forget about – see, since we really haven't had a lot of playoffs.
Ask A-Rod.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, you know, and since we haven't had much playoffs, I mean, you know, we had a couple rounds here and there, one round each year, and then, you know, before that it was like a vast wasteland. But we've had to base people just basically on their whole seasons, and has he been a dog, a star, this and that. But if the Rangers are to go two or three rounds, we are going to be able to gauge where people are, you know, and Brian Boyle, I'll tell you, all that money they pay, now they pay him a lot of money, but they get pay a raise, the score goes like that, worth it, that's all I say. So I thought Brian Boyle, Callahan was a man. That was a man. He's got more testosterone than the whole entire NHL that's not in the playoffs. How about that? I mean, this guy comes out banging, hitting. I mean, he was throwing the body. He was leading things out there. He was chirping. And somebody said in the chat room earlier, and we talked about it on our last show, this is the difference between a Chris Drury and a Ryan Callahan. There is no comparison as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
they're not even in the same league, literally.
You know, I think we talked about this years past on the show, how, you know, one of the things that I always look for from the captain is to send the messages, to set the tones, you know, and I always talk about, I think, you know, anybody here that remembers goes back that far, because I know some of these people don't, and that makes me feel old. You remember, everybody remembers game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Rangers, game two. They were down one game to nothing. Messier came out and sent that message to Scott Stevens. That's what a captain has to do. That's why you make him captain. Otherwise, why have a captain? Captain should set the tone, set the message. Ryan Callahan, he sent a message last night. Couple, two, three.
At least. He sent the message by getting the first goal of the playoffs, too. That's important. We're the Rangers. We're here. Here's our captain. He's going to score the first goal to get us on our roll. Oh, I just meant a rhyme. I feel like Nipsey Russell. You know, so I think that that was so important. And we all know the Rangers' incredible record. Was it 23-5 or something like that when they get the first goal? Gets the Garden crowd into it. Continues to keep them into it. No lulls, no coming back. I just thought he played a fantastic game. Really a good first period. Although I felt that the Rangers didn't really get the mojo going till after the Tortorella timeout. But I will say something about that first period. That first period was, and most of the second, was horribly refereed.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was.
There were some calls. Chris Neal, two flagrant penalties that are not called. If they're going to let Chris Neal, who's got, you know, he's not in the, leading the boys' choir out there. I mean, the guy is a perpetrator of violence, on ice violence. If he's not going to get tagged for penalties, then who is? You know, I mean, it's not like it's Spezza tripping up a guy and they don't, you know, they figure, well, the guy's, you know, he's not a frequent offender, you know, so they won't call him. But you got Chris Neal doing these flagrant penalties, taking Ranger defensemen down in their own zone. Getting worked over. I thought the crowd, and I don't want to criticize the Ranger fans, I thought the McDonough penalty, when McDonough tripped up the player, I forget who it was, I thought that was legit. They went into a, you know, they chanted, you know, asshole, asshole. You know, it's surprising to me, Jim, when they do that chant, that Sam doesn't go, and the fans go up with the asshole chant. He seems to talk over that chant a lot.
Yeah. Is that what they were saying? I thought they were chanting apples.
Yeah. So
I tweeted that. Ranger fans must really like apples.
So, you know, it's again, these referees got to get in sync. I thought the Rangers' penalty killing in the first period was good. Just some critiques, if I can go in depth. I thought they let Ottawa into their zone in the first period way too easy. It looked like they were going to put – I mean, they basically let them skate up to the blue line, and they had four guys set in there on the five-on-fours. They corrected that later when they got more aggressive on the penalty kill. So I thought that they made adjustments throughout the game that kind of led to the victory. And, you know, of course, people are going to talk about the Tortorella timeout, which was interesting. I don't know. I mean, what was going through your mind? What's your take on maybe like the first half of the game?
Well, you know, I thought they came out well. They did let Ottawa, you know, kind of get too much time in their own zone, but Hank looked much better last night, I thought, than he has in the last couple of weeks. You know, with the exception of the Flyer game, you know, which he looked pretty good for most of that one. Like you said, they penalty killed well, but you know, you could tell Ottawa was definitely starting to take the game away from the Rangers. And Tortorella called that timeout, and you know, I don't think you can underestimate not so much the fact that he took the timeout, because any coach can take a timeout in that situation. But it, to me, what said more was how he acted during the timeout. It wasn't an ass chewing, because he knew that wasn't what they needed. It was all pep talk. It was all positive. It was, if you watched them, it was clapping. It was positive. Sullivan, old stone face Sullivan, was, you know, working into pep talk there. He's got his faults. We all know that, but he is very in tune with knowing, you know, when to say something and when not to say something. And he played it perfectly. That team didn't need an ass chewing. He knew it. I mean, I know a lot of people would think, oh, you got to kick their ass, get after him here. No, that wasn't the time for that. He knows his team. Regardless of what we think as fans, he's got a pretty good handle on that team. He knew what they needed, and right after that, they scored two goals within 4 minutes of that timeout, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But
that's about right. That's about right.
But I just, you know, it really, I was sitting there, and I heard them say, timeout, Rangers. And I'm like, okay, I was real interested to see how he was going to react. And it really impressed me the way he was with them during that timeout. Maybe I'm overstating it, reading too much into it, but it really, I don't know. He just seemed to, he knew exactly what they needed and when they needed it, and they got it, and they responded. You know, I could have seen a different coach, like a Boudreaux or a Laviolette, screaming their heads off at them or at their team in that exact same situation. And maybe they don't respond as well, you know, but he's got a good handle on them and what they need. And say what you want about him, but not only did he knew what they needed, but they responded to him. You know?
Yeah, he was, I mean, you know, listen, I've got a, for some reason, I always try to read his lips. And he basically was saying, let them, just play your game. Let them come to you. Don't try to get, you know, don't panic here. Let's not blow ourselves up. But he said something very interesting at the end of that. And it wasn't towards the players. He really blew up when the scoreboard started playing that, I want to see everybody get up out of their seats.
Yeah.
That whole thing, he said, it's plain as day if you rewind that part of it. He says, would somebody shut that fucking scoreboard off? He's screaming at the scoreboard.
He's trying to talk to the team.
He's trying to shut down the team. And the scoreboard's being counterproductive.
Right. Because it was exactly, like you said, it was completely counterproductive to what he was trying to do. He didn't want to shout. He wanted to show them he was calm and to calm them down and just get everything back in order. And, you know, that's – what do they know about – I mean, MSG, the Madison Square Garden, a bunch of buffoons running that place. There's about three competent people in positions of management in that entire organization, that entire building. There are about three people who are not just completely batshit crazy or dumb.
I love that. They're either batshit crazy or dumb. go ahead.
But just to wrap it up, or at least my thoughts. Great response. They got the 4-0 lead. I didn't worry about the two goals that Ottawa got because I knew the Rangers would, you know, I knew they were going to run out of time, and I also thought that those two goals would serve a good purpose to give Tortorella something to focus on. You guys played a great, you know. Guys played a great 45 to 50 minutes or so, and then you shit your pants for 10, gave up a couple of goals. Let's focus on that. They won't feel too good about themselves. You know what I mean? I think it'll help keep them grounded a little bit.
Well, I think that a lot of us, I don't know a lot of us, you know, it's hard to break old habits. When the Rangers were up 4-0, it was like, let's not run the gambit in the first game and be unable to score in the rest of the series. But then I was like, you know what? This is a whole new thing. You know, I've got to practice what I preach. If I'm going to preach that we have to approach this not like old Ranger fans, but kind of a new era starting, I have to say, that's it. Pile it on. Get as many goals. You know, who's to not say they can't score, you know, 5 goals the next game? So, you know, in dealing with that, when Ottawa scored, I said, okay, you know, odds of shutting a team out in the playoffs, it's pretty tough to do. I didn't worry, and then I kind of thought like you did. I'm like, there's certainly a lot to improve on. I don't think the Rangers played their best game by a long shot in that game. Like you said earlier about Henrik playing very well, there were a lot of perimeter shots. I thought his rebound control early was a little bit off. He wasn't stellar, but he did what he had to do. And, you know, he played much better than he had been playing recently, which was definitely, you know, a good sign. I think the Rangers spent too much time in their zone in the first period and parts of the second until the timeout. I felt like the fourth line was a liability for most of the game. I don't know how Mike Rupp missed that empty net when Anderson came out to play that puck.
Yeah.
I was baffled by that. I thought he had a tough game. He was all that. That fourth line of him, Mitchell, and who's the other schlemp they got on that team, on that line? Escapes me at this point. Should be Chris Kreider. Anyway, I can't think right now. But they could have been better. You know, they need to play better. The guys I commend, Artem Anisimov had a really good game. He was around the puck. He was around the net. He had a couple of assists. He picked up his first NHL playoff assist last night. I thought he had a good game. I think Dubinsky was involved, but he was still, I don't know. I need to see him finish more and make something become of his plays. Michael Delzato, he's very scary when he decides to leave his feet and get down on the ice. And, like, he got burnt on one play and got bailed out by Lundqvist. I think McDonough started off a little shaky, got better and better as the game went on. He took a penalty. But he was good. He made one good play where he got beat, but then he recovered. I thought the Stubickel was okay. Strawman was good. I thought Mark Stahl had a very good game. He was involved physically. I thought Girardi played very well. As he may have been the best defenseman last night overall. Forwards go. I'll go through them all. I thought Richards was very good. I thought Richards had some scoring chances. Gavrik with the great goal with and on a play where the aforementioned Jared Cowan made a terrible play, couldn't get the puck up the boards, and the Rangers capitalized on what Ottawa gave them, except for perhaps the Rupp goal where, I mean, you know, when there was a mistake made, the Rangers got the goal. And this is something we haven't seen in the last couple playoff series. With the Rangers, the opportunities that they have had, it's usually the entire game is playing the Rangers' end, and then we have an opportunity and we don't capitalize, and the whole thing. So it was good to see that the Rangers now have some offensive guys and even the secondary scoring guys that are capitalizing on the opportunities. I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It's only game one. But what I saw, I liked. I thought Hagelin had a good game. Gaborik, I thought, had a good game.
Hagelin.
Fedotenko. I liked that they had some jam going. Derek Stepan had a really good opportunity in the first period. After that, I didn't notice it, but I feel like, you know, we have a lot of guys, that was their first playoff game, you know, with six or seven guys like that. So it's going to take a while for them to get their footing, you know. So I like what I saw. And the Rangers kept them off the board on the power play early, you know, when there was, you know, some power plays for Ottawa. And I think, you know, that was good. I mean, I've just done a long little thing there. I'm sorry, but I just want to get it all out. I just want to get it all out, you know.
I thought Carl Hagelin was one of the best forwards on the ice last night. I really think the 4 days off benefited him tremendously. He had jump last night we haven't seen in probably, I would say, about 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks maybe. And look, he's not used to 80. Well, he's in game 83 now. I mean, you know, he never played a
right,
season this long, so. I think the 4 days off definitely benefited him. He was all over the ice last night. All over the ice.
And so, Erik Karlsson, you know, as much as I talk about his offense, he got burnt on one goal. Defensively, he's a little bit of a liability. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's going to continue throughout the season, the series, but I've seen some of their softer spots, you know. And I think the Rangers really didn't bring what I think their A game. I saw them bring their B game and beat them. So
yeah,
I
give a B plus.
Yeah, they were like a B plus last night.
B plus.
I think they, you know, and Tortorella has a lot of faith in these guys by themselves. He's not going in there and he's got to tell them what to do. They know what to do. He's just got to kind of urge them just a little. And that's what you were saying earlier in your commentary, that he doesn't have to be overbearing and forceful. He's just got to nudge them in the right direction. Just, you know, and that's a big difference because, you know, successful playoff teams don't need a coach to yell at them. They already know what they have to do. They just need to, you know, get a little bit of reinforcement from, you know, somebody who's been there before and won the whole entire cup. See, that's a difference. If you don't, and this is, I guess, when the Rangers hired Tortorella and extended his contract as well, this is what the scenario you want. You want a guy who's in there and who's won it to guide these young players in the right direction. If you had a rookie coach in there, it's new for everybody. So you don't know what's going to happen. And we've seen Tortorella with a team that really hasn't been the players that he likes, and he's been very, you know, he's ripped them apart. I mean, we've seen it, and I think it's one of his shortcomings that he does do that. But right now, he's in the perfect spot for what he was hired for, and I think that's what's shown last night. And when he called that timeout, that was exactly what we saw.
I agree. And I guess Chris Kreider's assignment last night was to just watch Carl Hagelin all night. So had to be. It was a good night to watch Hagelin. That's for sure.
Hagelin.
Hagelin.
Yes. It certainly was. Is Frankie going to be joining us tonight?
Hagelin.
I doubt it.
Hagelin.
You really want to talk about Michael St. Croix tonight?
No. Well, I figured.
I'm not a crazy person, despite the brain injury.
There he is. He's here in spirit.
Yeah. You know, he's a pal of ours, definitely. And I'll miss him. I'm sure for Frankie it was a moral victory just because Stoll wasn't paired with Girardi to start off, which was like that was the key to the series.
Right, right. If McDonough doesn't take the first shift, we're not winning the series.
Yeah. He's a pal. He's a friend of the show.
My buddy.
Hey, Paulie. All right, you ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, I want to hear what people have to say. Come on, let's go.
Since we're actually running out of time already. 561-400, you're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Put on hold since the beginning of the show, and then I put him on, and he's not there.
With this specific player, if he doesn't get 10 games or more, it's a disgrace in the face of the NHL.
Instigators Hockey Fan Radio, Wednesday nights at 8:30, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Major, what's going on?
Jim?
What?
Jim?
Jim?
All right.
Jim?
First off, great game and great start to the playoffs. I think this series will play advantage to the Rangers just as long as they play their type of game. Despite being eighth seed, Ottawa was fourth in the conference in goal scoring, but do you think this is going to be a good matchup similar to the Flyers? How, you know, the Flyers do score a lot of goals, and so does Ottawa, but they do give up a lot of goals.
Well, assuming the Flyers lose, I mean, if the Flyers win their series, are you trying to, like, go that way? Do you think?
Well, how the Rangers won six games against the Flyers, how they're a team that – the Flyers are a team that scores a lot of goals, but they give up a lot of goals, and that's similar to Ottawa, and do you think
– Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, first of all, I see Pittsburgh took the lead 5-4. You know, at this point,
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. Throw the regular season out, whether it's good or bad. I mean, obviously, I mean, look, the Rangers, you know, everybody was talking about how Ottawa took the season series from the Rangers. What good did it do last night? None. You know, don't think the Rangers, if they play the Flyers in the second round or whatever, don't think the Rangers are sweeping them just because they beat them six times in the regular season.
Exactly. The NHL playoffs are about matchups, correct?
Oh, it's 5-5 now, sure. Eric, they're telling me in the chat room.
From what I saw from the game, it looked like Dubinsky played a good game. He was all over the ice. He didn't have any points, but he accrued about 17 minutes of ice time. Do you think Dubinsky had a good game?
Yeah, I thought he played well. There weren't too many Rangers who didn't play a good game. Yeah, he looked involved. I mean, he certainly wanted to involve. And again, it's a clean game. You know? Did he earn his $4 million yesterday? Yeah, sure he did. I looked at it.
Yeah,
I think it's good enough.
$4 million.
What do you think about Craig Anderson pulling a Patrick Waugh and, with the stick and going all the way up to center ice?
Just don't do that. You know, I was... Go ahead, Jim.
Of all people that get the puck, it was Big Rupper.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Of all people. I just think Mike Rupp, you know, I think there's something still wrong with his knee. I don't know. I don't know what it is. He just hasn't been productive enough. And hitting enough. He just hasn't been a force. I like what he brings to the locker room, for sure. But between him and Mitchell, it's kind of like a nothing. Two guys I think we could do better with. But, hey, we're doing so far so good. And the fourth line is not going to get much ice time. My thing with Anderson, and first of all, that was, I thought, a bad move by him, is what he said. What do you guys think about what he said afterwards? He said, well, now we know we can hang with the Rangers, so we don't have to be afraid of anything. What do you guys think about that comment?
Get ready for game two. That's it. Yeah, fart.
Really? See, I saw you said you were 4-0. I mean, anytime you're down 4-0, unless it's the Flyers and Penguins, where, you know, the Penguins can be 10-0 and the Flyers will come back. I don't know what's going on. That's a little goaltending duel they got in that debacle. You know, it's like major indoor soccer they're playing over there. But the Philadelphia Fury versus the, I don't know, Pittsburgh.
The Arrows? Was that the New York?
The Arrows.
The
Jungle! you were down 4-0. You really weren't, I wouldn't say dominant. I didn't have a lot of high-quality shots. I think the Rangers kind of relaxed a little bit. Like Jim was saying, like the last, you know, maybe 15 minutes of the game, and kind of let them get two goals and cause a little heart palpitations. But they never really were in control of the game, I felt. They didn't hit. They don't hit. So that's one. The Rangers do the majority of the hitting. It's not like they can wear you down in a series. So I just didn't think they looked that good. I don't know why. And Sam was telling us how great Craig Anderson is, undefeated at Madison Square Garden. He's 6-0. Otto was great away from home. Everything's great.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
And they still lost. So, I mean.
Speaking of them, did you, I think there was a part of the game where Sherlock Micheletti pointed out there was a scuffle behind the net, and they were. I think it was in the second period, and they just started bantering about the intensity of the NHL playoffs, and that just gave Sam the pedestal to start barking about the masterpiece that was the Flyers and Penguins the night before, and it was all about that right away.
Oh yes, these referees, it's stupid. Yeah,
got your striped shirt on, Sam. Got your striped shirt on.
Sam and Joe show, and the hockey game is secondary. It's their time to talk hockey. Sam and Joe talk hockey. We interrupt this program for a goal.
John, how do you feel about the John?
Oh, you know what? There was a point when McDonough batted that puck and couldn't get out of the zone. Oh, it's baseball season. I'm like, the Yankees. Speaking of the Yankees.
He did a Yankees plug.
The game is going on. McDonough couldn't clear the zone. And he's like, hey, Joe, that's the Yankees. And even Joe was like, I don't want to talk about baseball. He's like, baseball season started. Well, it is New York sports. What? It's a goddamn playoff game. Focus here. Focus.
Yeah, they were all decked out in their Giants gear when it was the Super Bowl when the Rangers were playing the Flyers.
I mean, no offense against Jim, who's a Giant fan, but I could give a shit less. It's a hockey. I don't care about New York.
No time for crossing swords.
Yes, that's right. Crossing swords. Like in the bathroom when the streams cross.
Exactly.
All right. All right.
All right, Ed Mix.
All right, I'm gonna bounce. Oh, and I just got an update from the NHL. John Tortorella was just fined for this conversation.
We're yelling at this call. All right.
All right, have a good one.
Later, Ed. Thanks.
No problem.
Just in. Tortorella fined $25,000 for arguing with the scoreboard. Violating the NHL rules between a coach and the scoreboard. So anyway, yeah, they got to calm down. I think the fandom, the fans at large, were very happy about that win. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, how could not be? I mean, it's not like. I don't think there were too many negative Nellies, as we say, saying, "Oh, well, they should have beaten them by more." I think they got rid of a lot of stigmas, such as Ottawa beating them in the series, season series, the great Craig Anderson being undefeated at Madison Square Garden. I don't think Craig Anderson played all that great. He made some good saves. He wasn't all world like we've seen in the last two playoff series. He was not we could never score against Michael Neuvirth. We could never score against Semin Varlamov or Varlamov or whatever. I would say Varl or Varlamov. I always get mixed up.
Varlamov.
But you remember those guys? We could never get it past them. So, they got four goals. They got them good. I thought it's just such a different team now because they do have some offensive weapons. And I think each night, hopefully we'll see different guys emerge. I think they have that kind of team. So
I do too. It's what the playoffs are all about. A different hero every night.
So we have another caller?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, bring him on. I want to hear.
Justin, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Well,
I don't want to hear.
I'm doing pretty awesome after that game.
Now, I don't want to hear any John Mitchell bashing, but he really serves no purpose.
No, I mean, he's just kind of like the invisible guy. I only get on him when he makes, stupid boneheaded plays, but last night he was okay. I'd rather see Kreider in, but.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the first I saw you in the chat room immediately, and you were like, Kreider!
Well, what can I say? I like the kid. I think he's going to do great.
All right, so give us the lowdown. Give us your feelings. Give us your thoughts.
Well, first I want to address the who was it on Ottawa that said they can hang with us?
Craig Anderson.
Oh, you mean the guy who let up four goals?
Yes.
And should have been five or six.
You're right, because how Rupp misses that net is beyond me.
Dubinsky missed an open net, too. He hit the post.
I know, but I thought he played great last night, and obviously it goes without saying that Callahan was just an absolute beast, monster, machine, whatever you want to call him. He was terrific.
Certainly. A Megatron beast master.
Dubinsky played a real good game, but he's got to start burying the puck at some point.
I think he's going to score early.
It's early. It's a whole new season.
Well, I just, I know.
Dubinsky. I know what you're saying. We certainly
Dubinsky.
Would you would certainly be lauding him more if he was scoring.
I think he'll start scoring.
Jim does this
every,
just crack himself up.
Every time his name comes up, it's without fail. It's like the sun coming up in the morning.
What is?
The Dubinsky song every time.
Those are just the outtakes from the Dubinsky song. That's a behind the scenes look. That's like DVD extras right there that Eddie was nice enough
Easter
to provide.
Eggs,
yeah, those are the Easter eggs.
Yeah, the Senators. I'm sorry. When it was 4-0 and you get two bullshit late goals, you didn't hang with anybody. What you did is get an ass whooping. That's what you got. hanging with somebody is what's going on with Philly and Pittsburgh right now. That's hanging with someone.
Exactly. I guess when you're the eighth seed, you've got to say that. But I think that was kind of a weak comment. Just don't say anything. We can hang with them. You know, you're down 4-0 at one point.
Exactly. Come on. Like, what do you mean? If the Rangers were down 4-0, I'd be fucking breaking shit all over the house.
They can't hang with us. We're from New York City. We're from Ottawa. Who's watching a manure pit while they're in New York playing hockey?
That's right.
Bunch of
and also,
almost as bad as Winnipeg.
Think about this. You know, during the season, how many times did the Rangers go into the third period with a 4-0 lead? Not many.
No.
So the Rangers were dominating, I mean, at least from my point, I mean, you know, at least the scoreboard was, you know, that was something rare for the Rangers to be up 4-0 going into the third period.
I couldn't be more thrilled. Although it did annoy me a little bit that they seemed to really take their foot off the pedal with about maybe 12 minutes left to play. They started to kind of, you know, just play like prevent defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's part of the process of, you know, learning to play a playoff hockey. And I think Jim hit the nail on the head. I think now they have something to work on. You know, it gives them saying, listen, we need to focus 60 minutes, you know, no matter what the score is. So
And they started trapping in the third, you know, as the game wore on in the third period, too. Everybody were playing a trap. There's really no other way to put it. It was just
bad
old-fashioned trap hockey. Like Coach was always screaming for.
Yes.
I wasn't thrilled with it, but you know what? I wasn't. I mean, when you're up 4-0, I mean, any time that the Rangers are going to give up two goals, I hope they're up 4-0 when they do it late in the third.
Right.
But
now,
go ahead.
I also wanted to make note, and I don't want to, you know, certainly. Ryan Callahan, a fantastic game. It was great to see Gabrick get the goal that he got and continue his goal scoring in the playoffs. You know, I really thought that was an important goal. It was a skill goal where he made a move and then kind of faked and then made a move and then got it past Anderson. I thought that was a nice goal too. I mean, I really thought that was good for him to, you know, get off to a good start.
I liked it a lot. I mean, it looked like I was playing NHL 12 with him. It was it was pretty awesome. He had a nice little dangle. He was like a wide open receiver. He was just standing in front of the net by himself, and he's just like left right, and then stuck it in between the pads. It was a thing of beauty.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Flyers
will score 6-5. Flyers score 6-5. Nice.
6-5 yeah. Flyers. Jaromir Jagr with the goal. The early call from.
Chokers.
Wow.
All right.
Justin, thank you for calling. I hope to be talking to you Sunday when the Rangers are up 2-0.
I completely agree with that. And I hope that we will be. And I'm pretty damn sure we are. So talk to you fellas later. You guys have a great night.
Thanks, Justin. Yes. You too. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Now, I do want to remind everybody out there in the listening land, in the chat room land, we have the viewing party at the Irish Times in New York City and 31st Street and 8th Avenue Wednesday night. Contact me on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I'll be littering Facebook with reminders about this viewing party. We must get together and root Rangers on together and freak out. We'll have a Rangers psychobilly freak out.
People do go both ways.
On Wednesday night, game 4. So, anywho. We have 6 minutes left in the program, 5 minutes left in the program. Jim.
We have, let's see. Hold on. What did I do? Hold on. Newman, are you there?
I'm here.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
Good. Happy birthday to Stacy.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to
23 today.
Yes, she's 23. That's correct.
And as per her birthday request, the picture of Eddie and I in the champagne hot tub is on the way.
Excellent. That's what we love to hear.
You're not allowed to look at it.
My eyes are already grotesque out on it. Thank
you.
So
what did you buy her for her birthday with the money she gave you?
That's terrible.
And probably partially true.
Partially not.
Would you get her a book of McDonald's coupons?
No, Burger King.
Burger King fun book?
Yeah, there you go.
So, John, are you going to be at this gathering on Wednesday, game four? I haven't heard from you.
Yeah, you might see me. We might make a pit stop. You never know.
I hope
so. We're gallivanting in New York. We're gallivanting in West Nyack and then in New Jersey.
Who gallivants in West Nyack? It's like gallivanting through Bayonne.
There's a game of buses out there. You can get lost in that place.
It's like gallivanting through Larchmont. West Nyack.
Dear.
What are you gonna do? Paint the wall bounds? Look out, Mr. D'Agostino. Here we come.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, what else?
So, what?
I got her Yankee tickets.
Very nice. You going to any games?
Going to what? Hockey? No. I can't afford the playoffs. And my seats are, I sold the seats.
Oh.
To the playoffs.
Okay.
For obstructed seats, you can't see shit. I got $75 apiece for.
Okay. So what else?
Okay, well,
Nothing. I'm waiting for tomorrow.
McDonough didn't hit 100 points.
Hey, he had a great year. You have to give him credit. He stepped into that role like a pro.
He didn't get 100 points.
Doesn't
matter. We didn't bet that he'd have a great year. We bet 100 points.
Touché. I think we should just have... I think the fact that John hitched his wagon to somebody who was successful, I think that he should get credit for that.
And he should also give me credit.
Gets credit, but where's my $100?
It's clear priority mail, Jim. Come with my refund.
I'll go wait by the curb. All right.
No, you give me credit for one other thing. Stahl coming back for the Winter Classic.
I gave you credit for that. What more do you want? It was 4 months ago now. Come up with something new. Give us something new here.
Touché, Jim. Touché.
All right. Newman, go take care of your girlfriend.
I will. Have a good night, fellas. And Jim, stop eating hamburgers.
Talk to you later.
Wow.
He's telling me to stop eating. Seen the size of it? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Guess who's on hold?
Frankie?
No.
Oh.
Mary, are you there?
Yeah. Woo!
That's right.
Are you bragging now?
That was a good way to start the playoffs. I did my tradition last night with the local guy, the gym owner, Ron. He and I drank some Canadian beer with a bottle of Brian Snyder. We need Callahan, Richards, and Lundqvist. They need to keep that way and keep their foot down. I'm just very nervous about this postseason. Dr. Lovingham, he told me to take it easy this spring, and I don't know if I can or if the New York Rangers will help. I must be going now because I got a job interview tomorrow at the Olive Garden. Did you ever eat at the Olive Garden?
Yeah, I've heard of the Olive Garden. I call it the OG.
Oh, you do? Oh, I'm gonna do the interview for Hostess. I'm kind of excited.
Well, I'm excited for you, but, you know, I'd hate to get a job during these playoffs. You might miss some games.
Well, you know what? I'll call out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The my New York Rangers come first.
Atta girl,
that's
Mary.
That's right, Mary. You know what how it really goes on.
I know how it's rocking. I just you know, hope that they can hold their own and we could do sweeps and just, you know, get possession of that Stanley Cup.
I want them to go far. How excited were you last night? Were you?
I was going wild. Oh my God! I had all my banners out. I was going nuts. I was just going nuts. I love it so much. I pulled the chair up to the TV. I felt like reaching in there and just grabbing their patooties and just giving them a squeeze.
I love it.
You know, it was just,
Mary. Mary's going to need a cold shower.
Yeah, Mary's going to definitely need a cold shower because that was one heck of a game. You know, those guys are really at their best now. I just say, you know, I always said there's a time to win and there's a time to lose. So I hope they got all their losses out of the way and we could just win, win, win all the way to the top.
Well, we have one down, 15 to go.
Oh, my God. Why the heck? You know, these playoffs, they go on and they go on and they go on. And the anticipation, I, like, live from game to game. Like, I do stuff just to stay busy so I could get to the next game.
It's an emotional roller coaster, you know, when you got so much invested in the team like we do, you know. You can't wait for the next game to get going.
There's nothing like a New York fan. Nothing like them. We have dignity. We have respect. We love to have fun, and we love to eat. I'm not cuckoo, so don't hit that cuckoo button, mister.
That was Jim. That wasn't me.
I know. He gives me the cuckoo thing, and he makes the spring go off. I hear him. That's not very nice.
Jimmy, you thought.
I didn't do the spring thing.
All right. Well, I just...
Jim!
There's just a couple of things I like to get off my chest. And I almost got...
Yeah, it sounds like it, Mary. You better be careful what you're getting off your chest there.
Well, I almost got arrested in 2006 for punching a Devils fan. You know?
I got to hear about that.
Yeah, it was some ginger kid.
Ginger.
He was calling Yager overrated. I mean, you know, they got big mouths. That, you know, they're always flapping their jaw. I don't like that. I don't care. I don't care. I was raised a New York fan, and I will be forever a New York fan. And the Rangers have a, you know, place in my heart.
Exactly. Well, that's what I like. I like somebody who's true blue. Oh, what, New Jersey? They won a couple cups. What they have it? You know, a parade in the parking lot of the Brendan Byrne Arena. We Canyon of Heroes. We're better than they are.
Yeah, Marty is fat.
Ow! Marty is fat. I love it. That wasn't me.
Hey, who's that other guy? Tell him to stop.
Jim. That was Eddie. Jim.
Okay. Jim, he's doing that.
All right, I got to run. My cat's banging on my door.
Okay. Well, what's your cat's name, by the way?
It ain't the cat's.
Mario. I go, Mario. Oh, you, Mario. And my teeth comes a running.
The guy's with the nets, Mary.
Hey.
All right, Mary. Thanks for calling.
I just like
we're
to have...
Cats are knocking at the door.
Matto.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
What do you figure? There's a few hundred cats in that house? Speaking of batshit crazy, did you see this? You didn't see the sign I was holding up. I was holding up the screwball sign, like the Bugs Bunny on the video.
I hear my cats are knocking at the door. I gotta go.
Boy, what a show. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I felt like she was being eaten by her cats, and the last goal she made. And that was Matt Hall. He comes running.
Mike,
I gotta
God.
Tell you, I love this show. We love this show.
Do you remember the phone conversations? The phone conversations we used to have, and we'd say, "Man, there were 12 people in the chat room last night. That was pretty cool. Just wait till this show takes off."
That's
4 million.
It's fantastic. If we could get more callers like that, in between the informative phone calls, this will be a virtual pleasure dome of Ranger Radio that nobody will ever be able to duplicate.
All we are missing from this whack pack is a midget.
Yes. If we had a short man or a short woman, this would be...
If we could get like an angry midget, because then we could have him call in and we'll call him John Shortarella.
You already have this planned out.
We could have like a character, you know, like Evil Dave. He would be John Shortarella. Where he just calls in, and, you know, he's an angry midget, the whole bit.
Fatherly juices.
Thank you, Sam. All right. Are we done?
So, I think we're done. I think you cannot top that last call.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
Daddy.
Exactly. So we will see you guys Sunday.
Sunday night.
You want to do it at 9 or you want to do it a little earlier?
We'll try to do it earlier.
You want to do 8 or 7?
Yeah, that's fine.
You call it.
7. Earlier the better for me.
Earlier the better. Well,
okay. It's okay. Rangers won.
You got to watch your stories on Sunday night or something.
I got to watch my novellas on Telemundo.
What time you want to do it on Sunday? 7? 6?
6.
6 Eastern time, which is 3 my time. All right, fine. 6 Eastern on Sunday night. We'll update everything. All right. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You keep doing this to me. Stop.
Stop it.
Stop doing this to me.
Sounds like Mantar.
Oh.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes. So we'll see you. We'll see you Sunday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Facebook, check us out. BoucherUndergroundRadio.com. Check us out. Viewing party, Game 4, Wednesday night, the Irish Times. The great Jimmy Schmiedeberg. I'm Eddie Geik. Good night, everybody.
Bye bye.